As crazy, confusing plans go, this thing we call Christmas is right up there. We celebrate it with trees, tinsel, and turkeys, which in itself is pretty weird. But perhaps we do that because honestly, the whole Christmas thing is so hard to make sense of. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. My hunch is that's why Christmas has drifted into such an incongruously secular celebration, because to the average punter, it doesn't make sense. But that shouldn't surprise us. It didn't make sense to Mary either. Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 29. Mary was very confused about what the angel said. She wondered, what does this mean? The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is very pleased with you. Listen, you'll become pregnant and have a baby boy. You'll name him Jesus, and he will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High God, and the Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David. He'll rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I'm still a virgin." The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High God will cover you. The baby will be holy and will be called the Son of God." Confusing indeed. But God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways aren't our ways. He does things in unexpected ways, but that's no reason to retreat into a comfortable Christless Christmas. The good news is that Jesus came for you. He came in such an unexpected way to do an unexpected thing, to save you from your sin, to give you the gift of eternal life. Believe in Him. That's God's word fresh for you today. The more we get to know God for ourselves, the more things start to make sense. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.